Radio Daily for at long, long last. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all the ships at sea, finally, Fracking Friday. Feels good. 6th of October, 2017. Tis all the geek without the wait. Good morning, hello, and how are you? We're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter and all kinds of places. The folks that are bringing it to you, well, that right there. That is podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
It's cool. I mean, how many people get to say that in a lifetime?
Really? That's your intro? Okay, fine. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Yeah. I still want to hang out, despite that joke. It's a bad joke. Yeah.
That's all right. You're due for another good one at any second now. Probably not this show, but let's see. What happened on this fine day, sir?
In 1582, because of the implementation of the Gregorian calendar, this day is skipped in Italy, Poland, Portugal, and Spain.
I wonder why. 1876, the American Library Association was founded.
1889, William Kennedy Laurie Dixon, the inventor of the motion picture camera and an employee of Thomas Edison, makes the first motion picture in which he films himself saying, "Good morning, Mr. Edison. How do you like this? Please don't steal my patent." This motion picture is the first sound film. The image of the film is only about 1 inch wide and 3/4 inch high.
1898, Phi Mu Alpha Sinfonia, the largest American music fraternity, is founded at the New England Conservatory of Music by Ossian Everett Mills, la-di-da.
1908, the Ohio Art Company, later manufacturer of the Etch-a-Sketch, is founded by Henry Simon Winsler.
1914, Edwin H. Armstrong is granted a patent for the wireless receiving system in which he describes his regenerative circuit, a feedback circuit, for those of you that know.
1927, Warner Brothers premieres The Jazz Singer, the first motion picture with sound at the Warner Cinema on Broadway in New York. Its release marks the end of the silent film era.
And Thomas Edison was sad. 1941, electric photography, which later will be called xerography, is patented by Chester Carlson.
1953, Bob and Ray Show, a TV variety show, last airs on NBC.
It's a damn shame. 1967, the Star Trek episode Mirror, Mirror, where the transporter malfunction sends Kirk and the gang over to Goatee Spock.
1976, Rick Dees and his cast of idiots receive a gold record for the novelty single Disco Duck. The single eventually went platinum.
Because the drugs they did in the 70s were unlike any other anytime. 1995, Didier Queloz and Michael Mayer announced the discovery of a planet orbiting a star similar to the Sun, 51 Pegasi. The planet is about 160 times the mass of Earth.
1997, the science fiction series Earth, The Final Conflict premieres with the episode Decision in Canada and the U.S. The series was created by Gene Roddenberry, but it wasn't put into production until after his death.
1998, at the Sega New Challenge Conference in Tokyo, Sega debuts the incredibly underloved Dreamcast video game system.
2006, NASA releases close-up photos taken by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter of the planet Mars, revealing clues to its oceanic past. That's right, Mars came from the ocean.
2007, Jason Lewis completes the first human-powered circumnavigation of the globe. He used nothing but his feet.
2008, the Messenger spacecraft makes its second pass of the planet Mercury.
2009, the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory announces the Spitzer Space Telescope has discovered the largest undiscovered ring around the planet Saturn. The diffuse ring doesn't reflect much light, but it is so large, it would take an estimated 1 billion Earths to fill it. Birthdays?
Olivia Thirlby, 31 years old, from Juno, The Darkest Hour, and Dread. Although Juno, The Darkest Hour, that's not like a colon. Those are two separate ones, but that'd be an awesome sequel.
Jeremy Sisto is 43, from Clueless, 13, Wrong Turn, Law and Order, 6 Feet Under, Waitress, a bunch of stuff.
And the highly underrated Dead and Breakfast. It's a musical with the dance number featuring zombies. I love it. Ian Griffod, 44 years old, from Titanic, Fantastic Four, Fantastic 42, W, Forever, and Jungle Book.
Elizabeth Shue is 54, from The Karate Kid, Adventures in Babysitting, Back to the Futures 2 and 3, not the first one, Link, Leaving Las Vegas, Piranha 3D.
And also the underrated The Saint. So I love that movie. Britt Eklund, 75 years old, from Get Carter, The Wicker Man. Wait, are we talking about the original one with Edward Woodward? Or
there's only one.
Or Cage, the bees, not the bees.
There's
bees.
Only one.
And then I'm going to punch somebody. I just need a movie where I can punch somebody in a bear costume. And also Man with the Golden Gun.
Ellen Travolta is 77. That's Horshack's mom on Welcome Back, Cotter. She was on Joni Loves Chachi and Charles in Charge. I notice a pattern.
Born this day, no longer with us, 1846, George Westinghouse, American engineer and businessman, founded the Westinghouse Airbrake Company.
1906, Janet Gaynor from the 1937 version of A Star is Born.
1908, Carol Lombard from The Arizona Kid, My Man Godfrey, Hitchcock's Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
So the good one. 1931, Riccardo Giacconi, first director of the Space Telescope Science Institute, the Science Operations Center for the Hubble Space Telescope.
And 1942, Fred Trevelina. He was a comedian and an impressionist back when all you had to do was like two impressions and start off. And I think he sounded a little something like this. That was my impression of Ronald Reagan sniffing.
Oh, see, Fred Trevelina is the guy I always get mixed up with Fred DeLuca from the Subway thing. Every damn year it gets me.
Well, I'm sure that there's some Subway thing on television today. On CBS, we've got a new MacGyver, Hawaii 5-0, and Blue Bloods.
ABC, it's a new Once Upon a Time, then the Inhumans search for each other on a new Inhumans, and then 2020. Inhumans, where are you?
NBC has a new two-hour Dateline.
Oh, my God. On Fox, it's a new Hell's Kitchen, then Tomas and Marcus attempt to escape on The Exorcist.
I bet they don't. On ABC Family, formerly, no, now it's known as Freeform, we have Into the Woods. It's a movie not as good as Sean Marr's college production, but, it's not Harry Potter or Twilligan.
I'm just saying, we learned that at Mysticon. A&E, it's a live PD.
Disney XD has a new Overwatch World Cup and Heroes Global Championship.
On the Disney Channel, the Baxtercism of Levi Grayson on a new Raven's House, and then Stuck in the Middle, then Bizardvark. Baxtercism, my new favorite word.
Baxterism, that's so Raven. FX has Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2.
FXX, The Simpsons, it's the Tappa 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 episode, the transfer student, and Marge opens a shop, because opens a shop is just weird.
FXM has Turbo.
Because he's a really slow creature that goes really fast. It's fun. History Channel, new Ancient Aliens, declassified.
Nickelodeon has a robot Bigfoot show up. Okay, I wish on a new I Am Breaking.
BBC America, Star Trek Marathon, The Empath, Whom Gods Destroy, and the OK Corral episode.
Sci-Fi has News Nation, Superstition, and Con Man. Yay, Con Man!
The Chiller Network is showing Fright Night. That would be the good one.
TNT has Revenge of the Sith. And like, the
why are you saying that? Lifetime Movie Network, we're watching an ex-convict try to protect her husband and daughter when her former cellmate re-enters her life. Kelly Williams, Serene Boylan star in Mommy's Prison Secret.
The wonderful Billy Flynn rented that 13 or 14 times. Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
While Chloe drops a bombshell on Nicole about Eric, Sonny and Brady demand Victim make a hard decision. Marlene is recruited to get answers, so that means none of them are going to interrupt when Chad and Abby have a romantic night. But somebody will interrupt, and they'll start that whole nonsensical Grease plot line where we split people up again for a little bit so they can get back together 20 minutes later. I'm not cynical. I've just been hurt. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
No blasted letters today!
Well, no, there's no email today because now everybody wants to go look at the possibly porn title Mommy's Prison Secret because I can't wait to learn all about that. Wow, that's good stuff.
I think if we watch that movie, we have to bring back the pants rating system.
Well, it's not like we've gotten rid of it. We just haven't done it in a while. So let's do our pants, shall we? Send in a pants rating for Mommy's Prison Secret, won't you? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you. And we'd love to hear from your pants.
It's the 9th annual Geek Gala, Geekzilla, King of the Carolinas. What is a Geek Gala? Why, it's the geekiest Halloween party in the Southeast. Join us October 21st at the NOAA's Event Center in Charlotte, North Carolina for a night of food, music, comedy, and shenanigans. Test your knowledge and win prizes during the Geeky Trivia Challenge. Show off your sweet Halloween attire during the costume contest. Or if you have mad skills, enter the Geek's Got Talent contest for a chance to win $150. The night includes live performances from comedy rock god Mikey Mason, Matricula from the same consensual clown posse, and Boomstick Burlesque, Carolina's newest geeky burlesque review. Be sure to buy your raffle tickets to win one of our wondrously geeky goodie baskets. All raffle proceeds go to benefit the Dave Thomas Foundation. Tickets and information available at geekgala.com. The Geek Gala is presented by the Charlotte Geeks and Con Carolinas. The Geek Gala is not intended for children or for those without a sense of humor. So if you have a sense of humor and you're not a child, be there!
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Ian from Battlestar Galactica. and Anthrax, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. And if a man with that kind of caliber to his name tells you, you know it's right. It's finally Frackin' Friday, folks.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Sometimes those folks do, and sometimes they get made, and people go and camp out. Oh, dear God. What are we going to go see this fantastic weekend, sir?
Well, I can't imagine anybody camping out for this one. With nationwide release, we've got The Mountain Between Us. Stranded after a tragic plane crash, two strangers must forge a connection to survive the extreme elements of a remote snow-covered mountain. When they realize help is not coming, they embark on a terrifying journey across hundreds of miles of wilderness, pushing one another to endure and igniting an unexpected attraction. Idris Elba, Kate Winslet, Dermot Mulroney, in something that I can only imagine was inspired by that one movie with Leonardo DiCaprio getting humped by a bear.
Blade Runner 2049, 30 years after the events of the first film, a new Blade Runner, LAPD Officer K, Ryan Gosling, who gets punched in the face, unearths a long-buried secret that has the potential to plunge what's left of society into chaos. His discovery leads him on a quest to find Rick Deckard, old and angry Harrison Ford, a former LAPD Blade Runner who's been missing for 30 years. Harrison Ford, Ryan Gosling, Robin Wright star in a sequel we never thought we'd see.
And if it's LAPD Officer K, I'm wondering if this is the crossover with Men in Black that they've been talking about. Who knows? We've also got My Little Pony, the movie. A new dark force threatens Ponyville and the main six, Twilight Sparkle, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, and Rarity, embark on an unforgettable journey beyond Equestria, where they meet new friends and exciting challenges on a quest to use the magic of friendship and save their home. Stars Kristen Chenoweth, Tara Strong, Ashley Ball, and is rated R.
Wow. In limited release, Bad Grandmas, a dark comedy about four grandmothers who accidentally kill a con man, starring your dream cast of Judge Reinhold, Pam Grier, and Florence Henderson.
The Osiris Child, Science Fiction Volume 1. The Osiris Child is set in a time of interplanetary colonization. Cy Lombrock, a drifter with a haunted past, forms an unlikely alliance with Kane Somerville, a lieutenant who works for off-duty or off-world military contractor Exor. In a race against time, they set out to rescue Kane's young daughter, Indy, amid an impending global crisis created by Exor. Starring Kellan Lutz, Daniel McPherson, and Tegan Croft.
Dementia 13, the remake. A vengeful ghost, a mysterious killer, and a family brimming with secrets converge in one night of terror. With Julia Campanelli, Anna Isabel, and Marianne Nochez.
The Polka King. Local Pennsylvania polka legend Jan Lewin develops a plan to get rich that shocks his fans and lands him in jail. Based on the true story of the Pennsylvania Polka King, starring Jack Black, Jason Schwartzman, and Jackie Weaver. But if none of those examples of cinema rev your engine, then grab your air freshener and driving gloves, because Svengoolie has the Steven Spielberg directed and Richard Matheson penned film, Duel.
Such a good movie.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view, 20th Century Fox has announced they're developing a film based on the hit TV series Bob's Burgers, which will be released July 17th, 2020. Because 2.5 years is now our lead time for stories. The story centers on the Belcher family, who run a hamburger restaurant in a seaside town. Bob's ever-optimistic wife, Linda.
Linda!
And their three children, self-conscious Tina, goofball Gene, and precocious Louise. Creator Lauren Bouchard said in a statement, "We know the movie has to scratch every itch the fans of the show have ever had, but it has to work for all the people who've never seen the show. We also it has to fill every inch of the screen with colors and sounds." And so basically, he took acid and decided we're going to make this movie. Now, Bob's Burgers has been nominated for an Emmy Award for Best Animated Series 7 consecutive times, winning in 2014 and 2017. The 8th season just premiered. Hollywood saved their best idea for last. Bob's Burgers finally gets a movie.
Wait, if it's the best idea, why did they leave it for last?
Because they didn't know it was the best idea until all the other ideas turned out to be terrible.
That's fair. Impossible comic book crossovers, we love them. Superman v. Spider-Man, Archie and the Punisher, comics try to solve the geeky arguments of who would beat who. Which team is better? Which Battlestar Galactica is the best? Galactic Eye? The very easy and true titled Battlestar Galactica versus Battlestar Galactica, published by Dynamite Comics, will be written by Peter David with an artist due to be announced at a later date. Although Dynamite have owned the rights to make BSG comics in either era of the show since 2006, This is the first time the two have actually managed to meet. The crossover occurs when both respective crews manage to discover the last of the mysterious race that created the Cylons in the original version of the show, leading to the Battlestars having to band together to face the threat of a united Cylon front across two realities. Old Cylons and new Cylons together, and not the inspired by old Cylons of the reboot. That's going to be a weird combo, but a fun one. Battlestar Galactica versus Battlestar Galactica is set to begin in 2018. Will we finally get an answer to who is the sexier Starbuck? For me, it's a toss-up. But this one should really be able to cut through the Felder card. So say we all.
So say we all! In more awesome comic news, Titan Comics is set to revive the cult TV series The Prisoner with a new series written by Peter Milligan from Ecstatics and Hellblazer and storyboard artist Colin Lorimer from The Hunt and Harvest. Now, the series followed Patrick McGoohan's unnamed former spy, who we all know was really Danger Man, even if they would never tell us that, who was kidnapped and kept against his will in a mysterious village where everyone was assigned a number. As Number 6, he continually butted heads with a variety of authority figures in the role of Number 2, a different one pretty much every week, each assigned to break his will and discover why he had quit being a secret agent. Now, DC Comics did a wonderful sequel comic in 1988. This one is going to be a new iteration of The Prisoner as we follow Number 6's successor. The series also launches in 2018 in time for the 50th anniversary of the show's U.S. debut. I freaking love The Prisoner. And if you never saw it, see it. There would not have been a Twin Peaks or an X-Files without the strange and wonderful story of the mysterious island and its inhabitants. Be seeing you.
Here's another story we keep talking about, but now actually have something tangible to talk about. At Google's hardware event, they unveiled the Pixel Buds. They're wired behind the neck, they're $159, they're available in November, and they'll let you understand 40 different languages.
What?
Yep. Google made a Babelfish. Google did a live language translation demo. A conversation on stage translated from English to Swedish went off without a hitch. The translations followed about 1 to 2 seconds after the people finished their sentences. The presenters boasted that it was like having a personal translator by your side. You'll need a Pixel 2 to take advantage of this feature, unfortunately. Now the device comes in a rechargeable case that allows for 24 hours total battery time and about 5 hours between charges. It comes in the same colors as the Pixel 2, white, black, and blue. Google's finally given us the proof of the non-existence of God. I wonder if they know where their towel is.
And if they know that their wireless earbuds aren't really wireless if they have a wire. Osteoporosis, a disease that weakens bones, is a global epidemic. An estimated 200 million women worldwide suffer bone fractures as a result of this condition. 1 in 3 women, 1 in 5 men over the age of 50 will experience osteoporosis-related bone fractures. Treatment of the condition and its damage incur a huge amount of healthcare cost every year. New ways to repair and regenerate bones are urgently needed. That's why we have biologists at the University of Birmingham in England who think they've found a natural and more effective way to address the problem, mimicking the body's healing process in order to coax it into regrowing bone. Researchers describe stimulating bone growth by using nano-sized particles called vesicles to repair and even regenerate tissue. Although in early stages, the treatment could potentially be used to help regenerate not just bones, but teeth and cartilage. So for your drunken Friday nights, you'll have a workable solution. In their study, the researchers were able to extract extracellular vesicles from immature bone cells, and when these particles were introduced, bone cells that weren't growing, cells began to mineralize, meaning they began forming more bone. These and other findings confirm the potential role of extracellular vesicles in tissue engineering. The researchers are eager to move their work forward in light of the urgency. Quote, our population is growing in size and we have a lot more people in our communities that are over the age of 65. There are also a lot of people that are pushing the boundaries of what we do in life, whether that would be resulting in sporting injuries or everyday life injuries. So, science is finding a way to grow bones. Meanwhile, Madame Pomfrey looks over at her bottle of Skele-Grow and just chuckles to herself. Silly muggles. GRD is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, 93.1 Live Stream. Check us on Facebook and Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. And you know, you can ignore the question if you want, but I believe there's enough people out there. Tell me, what was your favorite Bob's Burger of the day? Huh? Because there's been a lot to choose from. I forget how many days it's been. Either way, send that answer in to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Have yourself a fantastic one, and we will see you the next time we do.
What do you think?
It stinks.
I have no patience for useless things.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
The Babel fish is small, yellow, leech-like, and probably the oddest thing in the universe. It feeds on brainwave energy, absorbing all unconscious frequencies and then excreting telepathically a matrix formed from the conscious frequencies and nerve signals picked up from the speech centers of the brain. The practical upshot of which is that if you stick one in your ear, you instantly understand anything said to you in any form of language. The speech you hear decodes the brainwave matrix. Now, it is such a bizarrely improbable coincidence that anything so mind-bogglingly useful could evolve purely by chance that many thinkers have chosen to see it as a final and clinching proof of the non-existence of God. The argument runs something like this. I refuse to prove that I exist, says God, for proof denies faith, and without faith I am nothing. But, says man, the Babel fish is a dead giveaway, isn't it? It proves you exist, and so therefore you don't. QED. Oh dear, says God, I hadn't thought of that, and promptly vanishes in a puff of logic.